Well, look, this is an issue that dates back to 2012. A report came in effectively trying to prioritise that secondary school students go to their nearest school, and I had a problem at that time. I continue to have a problem. I fought it tooth and nail. I'm obviously in the department now that can make changes around that, and what I did specifically in my new role as minister, I said to my officials, I said, there's a tradition of sometimes going to the second closest school. It won't take an enormous amount of money to ensure that we protect that tradition. I've made €1 million available in my own department this year extra on top of the €220 million to address this. And even to date, and with a lot of the areas more or less found a solution for many of the areas at this stage, we won't even need that extra €1 million. But what I'm going to continue to do, I'm going to continue to make the case to DEEPER, to my colleagues around the cabinet table, that in the long run, especially with climate change, I want to see more buses. We only have to look at many of the schools and see the number of cars that are still going to schools in rural areas to collect and drop off. I want to see more environmentally friendly buses. I want to see where practically possible, where the second closest school is the traditional school of choice, that we continue to afford the parents and the young people the opportunity to go to these schools. Because if we don't, we will be looking at a case of having to see major population shift to other schools. And maybe in the main, most of these schools don't have the capacity, and you can be looking at major school extensions in schools that don't have the capacity. And you will also have a reduction in numbers where already a lot of investment's gone into, and that makes no economic sense in the long run.
From what you're saying, you've already done a lot to try, I suppose, to counteract this issue, which does come to a head every school term, particularly in August, September time. Do you foresee then maybe a resolution in sight somewhere into the future?
Yeah, well, look, I'm working through this with the department officials, and I must say the Department of Education officials see this as an issue. It comes up every year. It normally takes about September, October to resolve it, and the parents who are already under enough pressure and students who are already under enough pressure have to go through that anguish for a couple of months. And we've only to think back to this time last year. We were in the middle of public meetings in South Inishowen and places like Termon, and parents had to fight that campaign. And I've always believed that that is a wrong way to go about a thing. And if there's practical solutions that doesn't necessarily involve enormous amount of money, to look at how we can fit the needs of very rural areas that have a tradition of going to a particular school, have a tradition of doing things in a certain way, and we as a government have a duty to try to protect that, because while change is coming at an alarming rate in this country and globally, we still have opportunities to protect what is dear to many people. And one thing is for sure, I don't want to see parents going through and students going through the anguish and torture, basically, of public meetings, rallying politicians and trying to change things if we can do it and nip it in the bud in the first instance.